with Bill Cody.
Hey, everybody, it's Billy Boy Cody looking at you, looking back at me, and spending another week together on Pure American Country. Thanks for coming along, and welcome to Nashville, Tennessee, my hometown. Jay Reid, Alan Jackson, Don Schlitz. What do they have in common? That is the 2017 class of inductees into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Today, we're going to spotlight Alan Jackson. He released his first single back in 1989, had his first top five in 1990, first number one in 91. And this was it. Alan Jackson, I'd Love You All Over Again.
Has it been 10 years since we said I do? I've always heard marriage made one seem like two. But you're looking better than you did back then. You still make this old heart give in. And if I had it to do all over, I'd do it all over. If tomorrow I found one more chance to begin, I'd love you all over again. Preacher man said, till death do us part. That seemed like forever to a young man's heart. Now the days seem much shorter the longer we love, and the memories just keep adding up. If I had it to do all over, I'd do it all over again. If tomorrow I found one more chance to begin, I'd love you all over. I'd love you all over again.
Not much else to check off the bucket list, Alan Jackson will tell you when you learn you're one of the newest members of the Country Music Hall of Fame, a 2017 inductee. October 22 is the red carpet event, the medallion ceremony, the official induction. I'd Love You All Over Again, his first number one, 1991. Spotlighting Alan all day today here on Pure American Country. So let's get his thoughts on joining the Country Music Hall of Fame. You know, he doesn't talk much, but he sure was excited about this day.
When they first told me, we were actually standing in, I have this little bar on Broadway. The record label called and said they wanted to meet me that morning for some kind of meeting, you know. So that's where we were. And then Sarah and everybody, all these people walked in. And when they told me what it was for, I mean, it caught me off guard. And I was speaking. I didn't know. I know I stumbled around and couldn't even think of what to say because I didn't know what to say. It just caught me off guard. And, you know, people have been telling me for years, oh, you'll be in the Hall of Fame. You'll be in the Hall of Fame. But you don't think about it that way. And then, you know, it just, when it happened, I still didn't know what to say.
The modern era inductee, 2017 class of the Country Music Hall of Fame, Alan Jackson. Last year, the modern era, that was Randy Travis, who went in, of course, with Charlie Daniels. And then that rotating category, Fred Foster, went in last year. And here's a song from one of Alan's classmates this year, the new class, who wrote a big hit record, several of them, for Randy Travis, who did go in last year. And I'm talking about Don Schlitz music and Randy's Deeper Than the Hollow.
Well, I've heard those city singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars. stars above. Well, I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all, but I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall, and that would not do justice to the way I feel for you. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing. And everyone is different, and everyone's the same, and this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill.
Co-writing effort of Don Schlitz and Paul Overstreet, Randy Travis, Deeper Than the Holler. Boy, Don has written tons and tons of country songs. I mean, it's the reason he's going into the Hall of Fame, particularly the decades of the 80s and 90s, including a bunch for Randy Travis. You just heard one of them. I'll feature him and songs he's written in the next few weeks. We'll spotlight my buddy Don Schlitz here on Pure American Country. Right now, Donna Fargo. Come on, Superman.
And there you go, picking on me again, pushing me to the very end, telling me to move another mountain. Well, just 'cause you can walk on water, that ain't no sign I can. You know your mama should have named you Superman. Superman,
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 Superman. Now let's go through this one more time. You do honey, baby, we gotta draw the line. If you're a hang up, yes, I'm messing with mine. All I can do is the best I can to change the way that you can't stand. And if it ain't good enough for Superman, he ain't good enough for me. Superman,
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 Superman. Gonna learn how to make it rain, and I wouldn't if I could for all the bull in Spain. But you go right ahead and do it to it, Superman,
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 Superman. Yeah, let's go through this one more time. You do your thing and I'll do mine. But honey, baby, we gotta draw the line. If you hang up, yes, I'm messing with mine. All I can do is the best I can to change the way that you can't stand. And if it ain't good enough for Superman, he ain't good enough for me. Superman,
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 Superman.
Donna Fargo's Superman here on Pure America. American country. Happiest Girl in the Whole USA and Funny Face often overshadow other great songs she had, like that one. Hey, more on Alan Jackson, who's in the spotlight, and Alan's favorite things that came from his 25-plus years as a country musician. I'm Bill Cody. You're listening to Pure American Country. Hello, welcome back. It's Bill Cody. You're listening to Pure American Country. Hi, Connie. Connie Wilsey. Carmen Crowe. Carmen's in West Palm Beach, Florida. That's a great place to be. Listening to Pure American Country. On the web, it's pureamericancountry.com, facebook.com, Pure American Country Radio Show, and my Twitter account, at PAC Radio Show, among the ways you can communicate. Alan Jackson, 2017 Country Music Hall of Fame inductee. He is in the spotlight today. His first top five song was in 1991. I remember first time I heard it like it was yesterday. Pumping gas, getting ready to pump gas, and this song with this great fiddle intro comes on, and I hear Alan start singing. I thought, what on earth? This is the best song I've heard in forever. I mean, that's how vividly I remember hearing Here in the Real World the very first time. And we'll look back over Alan's 25-plus years of keeping it country. That was kind of the theme of his 25th anniversary celebration. After we find out how the boy don't always get the girl here in the real world.
Cowboys don't cry. And heroes don't die. Good always wins again and again. And love is a sweet dream that always comes true. Oh, if life were like the movies, I'd never be blue. But here in the real world, it's not that easy at all. 'Cause when hearts get broken, it's real tears that fall. Darling, it's sad but true. But the one thing I've learned from you is how the boy don't always get the girl here in the real world. I gave you my love, but that wasn't enough to hold your heart when times got rough. And tonight on that silver screen, it'll end like two lovers will make it through, like I hoped we would. But here in the real world, it's not that easy at all. 'Cause when hearts get broken, it's real tears fall. And darling, it's sad but true. But the one thing I've learned from you is how the boy don't always get the girl here in the real world. Now the boy don't always here in the real world.
Alan Jackson and Here in the Real World. It stopped me in my tracks the first time I heard it at the Bernie, Texas, Texaco station. So many incredible moments in a 25-plus year career, particularly when it's a Hall of Fame career like Alan Jackson. But what comes to mind when you think about Here in the Real World?
I've had such a fantastic life and career, it's hard for me to even list them all. I mean, I've done so much, man. I played for four presidents, you know. I have played in some of the worst honky-tonks you've ever seen. I stood on the Grand Ole Opry stage, the Roy Acuff looking up at me when I sang Here in the Real World for the first time. You know, I've just sang at George Jones' funeral, He Stopped Loving Her Today. I mean, it just, you can't even imagine that all that could happen to you, you know, and all the other stuff. I can't even remember at this moment. It my career has just been just hard to, you couldn't write it.
What a perfect way to set up Roy Acuff, who preceded Alan Jackson, the class of 2017, as a member in the class of 1962. A longtime ambassador at the Grand Ole Opry, Roy Acuff, Tennessee Waltz. Or as he would say, Tennessee.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced him to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember Tennessee Waltz, only you know how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing that beautiful Tennessee Waltz. I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced him to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee Waltz. Only you know how much I have lost. I lost my little darling the night they were playing that beautiful Tennessee Waltz.
Roy Acuff and the Tennessee Mountain Boys with Tennessee Waltz. You heard it on Pure American Country. I mentioned he was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 62, making him one of the first. He was a year behind Hank Williams, Fred Rose, and Jimmy Rogers, who all went in 1961. That was the inaugural class. And Jimmy Rogers is up now. The Wonderful City on Pure American Country.
I'm waiting, watching, and longing that beautiful sight to behold. I shall awake some bright morning in that city with streets of pure gold. My Savior has gone to prepare it for all who accept His grace. And that's why I know I'll be welcome to a home in that wonderful place. When I reach my home in city, shall I find you waiting up there with the saints who have gone on before us to that beautiful home so fair? My whole heart is set upon heaven, where my Savior's face I shall see and live in the light of His glory throughout all eternity. Oh, lay, lay, lay. He bids us to work in His vineyard, to toil for Him early and late. What a glorious reward for our labor to enter that beautiful gate. When I reach my home in that city, shall I find you waiting up there with the with the saints who have gone on before us to that beautiful home so fair. My whole heart is set upon heaven, for my Savior's face I shall see, and live in the light of His glory throughout all eternity.
Deep catalog stuff there. Jimmy Rogers, Roy Acuff, Alan Jackson. Back to back to back. Where? Right here on Pure American Country. On the other side of the break, more hellos from you where you've checked in on social media, and we are back after this. More of Pure American Country in that spotlight on Alan Eugene Jackson, Country Music Hall of Fame inductee. October 22nd, a red carpet medallion ceremony makes it official. He and Don Schlitz and posthumously Jerry Reed, this year's class. Right now, a song for Kay Cole in Jacksonville, Alabama. Kay wanted to hear Lori Morgan. I guess you had to be there on Pure American Country. And Kay, thanks for being there.
Hello, honey. How was your day? Well, you're sure in a good mood tonight. Oh, by the way, I was downtown this afternoon, and I saw the most amazing sight through the window of a small cafe. I saw a man and a woman holding hands, and they looked so in love it took my breath away. Can't you see it? Don't you understand? Well, I guess you had to be there. I guess you had to be there. You really had to be there. Some things you just can't explain. It's just not the same. I guess you had to be there. And as I watched you with your new
That's Laurie Morgan's I Guess You Had to Be There on Pure American Country. I'm Bill Cody. Alan Jackson, he's in the spotlight today. 2017 Country Music Hall of Fame inductee. And when it comes to this song, Don't Rock the Jukebox. Did y'all know it was a true story?
We were just playing bars and things and playing in a truck stop. And they always had a lounge. And they'd book a band in there, you know. So I used to play some of those truck stop lounges. We were playing up in Virginia, this one. And it was the first night. And you always get loaded in, you play in. And then you take a break. And then you're just kind of checking things out in the club there. And we were looking at the jukebox. And my bass player, Roger Wills, he was over there looking to see what they had on the jukebox. And I walked over there and I leaned up on that thing. And one of the legs wasn't broken off, but it was something wrong with it or something. So the thing was kind of wobbling around. And Roger said, "Don't rock the jukebox," and I said, bam, there's that song. That's where it came from. So you never know where those song ideas will pop up. I always loved the video and had George Jones in it because it mentions him in the song. And then we got one of my favorite Andy Griffith characters, Otis Hal Smith, played Otis the drunk on Andy Griffith, came in and played his part in that video. And that was such a big deal for me to have him there. And he wore the same jacket and hat he wore in those episodes in the 60s, you know. And that's always been a fun song.
Don't rock the jukebox. Wanna hear some Jones, 'cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. Got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox, I wanna hear some Jones, 'cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Ain't got nothing against rock and roll, but when your heart's been broken, you need a song that's slow. There ain't nothing like a steel guitar drowning memories. Before you spend your money, baby, play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox, wanna hear George Jones, 'cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. You don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song.
Want to hear some George Jones on that jukebox. Don't rock it. 1991, Alan Jackson, an incoming member of the Country Music Hall of Fame for the class of 2017. That was number one in the U.S. and Canada, named Country Song of the Year by ASCAP. Something else about Don't Rock the Jukebox, it was covered by Alvin and the Chipmunks. They recorded it on Chipmunks in Low Places, in which Alan actually sang part of the song. A short break, and we are back after this. Welcome back to Pure American Country, and hello, Patrice Cortizo and Robert Height. Robert is listening to us, and I'm spotlighting Alan Jackson today on Pure American Country. And if you missed it a little earlier, just joining us, he's going into the 2017 class of the Country Music Hall of Fame with Don Schlitz and Jerry Reed, a fellow Georgian in the case of Jerry Reed. Well, this guy was inducted back in 1996. A hero to anybody who has followed him in country music. His name, Elvis Edgar Buck Owens.
They're going gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie. Then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. We'll make the scene about a man that's sad and lonely and begging down upon his bended knee. I'll play the part, but I won't need rehearsing. All I'll have to do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie. But then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
All you gotta do is, everybody likes to sing, act naturally. Buck Owens, 63 for that. You heard it on Pure American Country. I'm Bill Cody. 3 years later, Dottie West was all over the radio with this song, 1966, for Would You Hold It Against Me on Pure American Country.
Would you hold it against me if I just see him one more time? Just so I can make certain I can leave him behind. Would it make any difference if I just hold him once again? But have I forgotten him? He was my love till you came my way. Now I can't help but wonder, have I made a mistake? Just suppose I remember things he used to say.
Would You Hold It Against Me? Dottie West, Pure American Country Radio. More music and stories from Alan Jackson. It's so great to get a chance to visit with him. He doesn't talk much. But when he does, everybody stops and listens and think, hey, that's the way you do it. Make it mean something when you do speak. And you'll hear Alan on Pure American Country when we come back. I'm Bill Cody, and this is Pure American Country Radio, featuring Alan Jackson today, a 2017 Country Music Hall of Fame inductee, October 22nd, a red carpet medallion ceremony. What a night in Nashville. Vince Gill, you know, he was the host of the 2017 Hall of Fame induction announcement ceremony, and he's going to share a story about when he was inducted into the Hall of Fame. After he sings Down to My Last Bad Habit, here's Vince from the album of the same name.
I finally gave up those old cigarettes, sold that 67 red Corvette. I missed the way an ice cold beer went down. We'd fire one up and pass it around. Well, I don't roll with the boys no more. I quit.
Gill, Down to My Last Bad Habit. You heard him on Pure American Country. I'm Bill Cody. I mentioned before Down to My Last Bad Habit that Vince was the host of this year's Country Music Hall of Fame inductee announcement ceremony. And he shared a story about sitting next to Mel Tillis when his Hall of Fame plaque was revealed. Vince's class was Mel Tillis, Ralph Emery, and Vince.
To all the guys that are going to go into the Hall of Fame, I wish you luck with your plaque. I was sitting next to Mel Tillis when they unveiled my statue. And that was my greatest fear. And he, as it got revealed, he nudged me in the chest and he goes, you look like Lon Chaney.
And here's a nod to Lonnie, Melvin Tillis, and all the statesiders. 1972. And I ain't never, until now, on Pure American Country.
Got me living in a I don't want to do. My friends have asked me, tell me what's wrong with you. I ain't never. Oh, darling.
Mel Tillis was out running around with Webb Pierce in the early years. They co-wrote I Ain't Never. That's Melvin's version from 72. Webb Pierce. Get Caught in the Web. His version was 1959. Back to the present day, featuring Alan Jackson today. Alan on his thoughts of becoming a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame. Overwhelmed, I know, but it's had a chance to sink in. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I don't think I was even that overwhelmed about it until I had the office get me a list of all the members that I wanted to see. And then when I started reading down through there, even though I knew, you know, pretty much who it was, still when you see it, the whole list is like, oh my gosh, man, everybody you ever love's in there, you know. So to be in there with them, that's just, it's amazing. It's an American dream right there.
October 22nd. What a night. Other than the ACMs and the CMAs and the Songwriter Hall of Fame induction ceremony, I mean, it's right up there with any of those. A private event, of course, at the Country Music Hall of Fame. Preceding Alan by a few years, the fellow who wrote this song that he cut, Tom T. Hall, wrote Little Bitty, and Alan had a big record on it, a number one in 1996.
Have a little love on a little honeymoon. You got a little dish and you got a little spoon. Little bitty house and a little bitty yard, a little bitty dog and a little bitty car. But it's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. A little bitty baby in a little bitty gown, it'll grow up in a town. Big yellow bus and little bitty books. It all started with a little bitty look. But it's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Got a job and a little bitty check, a six-pack of beer and a television set. Little bitty world goes around and around, little bit of silence and a little bit of sound. A good old boy and a pretty little girl start all over in a little bitty world. Little bitty plan and a little bitty dream, it's all part of a little bitty scheme. It's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. It's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while.
Alan Jackson is all right to be a little bitty. And this thing about being in the Country Music Hall of Fame, that's all right too, isn't it, Alan? It suits you well. Looks good on you, son. I'm Bill Cody. Remember, there's one place that has all the music you've heard on the show today and so much more. I can't begin to tell you. If you'll just make a toll-free call. If you live in the United States, absolutely free. Here's the number. 1-800-875-8385. Again, 1-800-875-8385. 85 for your free movie and music greats catalog, or go to the web. Today, for many of you, that's much easier. Movieandmusicgreats.com. Movie and, spell out and, musicgreats.com. From Nashville, Tennessee, the home of the Country Music Hall of Fame, located in the heart of downtown, countrymusichalloffame.org. You have a great week. Make sure you're here next time for a brand new edition of Pure American Country Radio. I'm Bill Cody. I'll be looking for you then.
Pure American. With Bill Cody.